I sit on the mattress while keeping my eyes on his. The warmth between my legs isn't proper. I shouldn't like the way he's looking at me, or the way he comes even closer, his cologne filling my senses and sending my thoughts haywire. He's not signing. I'm not sure he will either as he pulls down his hood, revealing his messy black hair, then tugs off his motorbike gloves and tosses them on the floor with the cigarette in his mouth. I don't smoke. I hate it. But for some reason, I like it when he does. He isn't wearing the dressy clothes he left in. Stubbing the cigarette out on my vanity table, he wets his lips and glances at the bedroom door. I tighten my towel around my body, and for some reason I say, "It's locked. No one can walk in." My nipples are hardening under the towel. I can smell the sandalwood on his clothes, mixed with cigarette smoke in the outside air. His cheeks are a little red from how cold it is outside, and I have a sudden urge to wrap my body around his to heat him up. I'm betraying myself, because I'm mad at him for kicking me out of his bubble, yet I want him to crawl back into my life. I'd welcome him with open arms and... But then he pulls off his hoodie, tipping his head towards my pillows. "You want me to lie down?" Malachi nods slowly as he kicks off his boots, his eyes not leaving mine as I chew my lip and look between him and the pillow. I'm in a towel.
"You could remove it."
Gulping, I shake my head. All he does is shrug and move to the opposite side of the bed, like he hasn't been a ghost in my life recently. The side he always slept on when he used to sneak into my room to hold me. Sometimes, I used to pretend I had nightmares. I'd either send him a text to come cuddle me until I fell asleep, or I'd go to his room and sleep against his chest, him smelling my hair like it's a drug to him. Before he shut me out. Is it wrong to feel like he's betrayed me by going on that date? I don't think any of my friends do that with their brothers. They definitely don't imagine fucking them. But for some reason, I don't care. I don't care that it's forbidden to want to lie in his arms and feel the heat from his body, to want to watch him when he isn't already looking at me, to feel butterflies when I hear my window slide up or my door creaking as he pushes through it. Sick. I'm sick for wanting my brother. Malachi pulls down the duvet, and I shimmy under it, keeping the towel around me. My bare legs are smooth under the fabric, and my heart thumps as he slips his belt off and pulls down his biker pants, standing only in his briefs. Mom has music playing next door. One Way or Another, by Until the Ribbon Breaks, is louder than necessary, and she keeps repeating it and belting the words out, probably using a paintbrush as a microphone. She's so goofy sometimes. I love my mom. My eyes stay on Malachi, his large presence changing the energy in the room. I hope he doesn't see how badly he's affecting me. My pulse is hammering, and my mouth is watering as I try to gulp silently. I think there is a puddle between my legs. I should be mad, but I'm a little blindsided right now. I'll be mad again tomorrow and make him apologize for being an asshole to me for weeks. My clit aches as I watch his body move. He pulls his shirt off as well to reveal his sculpted torso. The abs he works on every day, the newer ink designs on his chest and shoulder, crawling down his bicep, gilded by the moon shining through my window. He slips under the duvet and pulls it over us, and I tighten my hold on my towel, even as it opens at the front, exposing me, but he can't see my bare skin. He can't see the goose pimples all over me. And hopefully he isn't some sort of lycanthrope, and able to smell my arousal like they can in romance books. How is your date? I ask, hoping there isn't a touch of jealousy in my tone. Before he can respond with his hands, I shake my head in annoyance and force out more words. And don't think by me talking to you that I forgive you for being a jerk. If you need to sleep in my bed, fine, but we will talk more about it tomorrow. So yeah, how was your date?
You're mad at me.
He signs, stating the fucking obvious. Not at all, I say sarcastically. How was your date?
It was over as soon as it started.
He signs, very messily given the way he's positioned.
Why are you mad at me?
Is he for real? Because you shut me out after what happened in the tent, I say, a blush creeping up my neck and cheeks. You said you wouldn't touch me, and you tried to kiss me, I hiss, throwing my hand upwards and forgetting about my towel. And then, poof, you're gone, not a word. You haven't come to my room, and it's been really lonely. I glance at him, seeing the silent chuckle as he grins. Why are you laughing at me?
You're cute when you're mad.
I huff and I cross my arms over the duvet. What do you mean by it was over as soon as it started?
I'm not.
His hands freeze, his eyes searching my face before he continues.
Experienced.
Liar, I snap. You didn't seem inexperienced in the tent with me. In fact, you seem to know exactly what you wanted.
From you, yeah. I only felt comfortable doing that with you.
Oh, I say, my brows knitting together. Did you at least kiss her? The words are like poison on my tongue, and I'm inwardly begging, no, pleading that he didn't. But there's no reason for me to be annoyed if he did. Again, hypocrisy, because I've had to date Parker and Adam.
No, I'm not experienced with that either.
You haven't kissed someone before? He shakes his head, and I sit up, holding the covers to my chest. But you tried to kiss me.
What part of me feeling comfortable around you? Do you not understand? Have you kissed someone before?
Debating whether to reply truthfully or not, I decide honesty is key. I nod, and something dangerous flashes behind his eyes. I don't see why this is a shock to you. Did you forget Mom has been sending me out on dates for months? His jaw hardens, and I swear he looks mad for a second before his expression softens.
Can you show me how?
I blink at him. Show you how to kiss? His chin lowers to his chest slowly in a nod. Didn't you hear what I said about the tent situation? I'm your sister, I whisper, remembering Mom is next door setting up the room with the song on a quiet part. We would get into so much trouble with our parents.
No one needs to know. I kept quiet about what happened in the tent and all the times we've slept in bed together.
But it's wrong.
So?
My body burns with anticipation, even though I'm fighting against this. He's so close, and the proximity is creating a heaviness in my lungs as his gaze drops to my mouth before he gradually raises it back to my eyes.
I would only be comfortable with you teaching me how.
Are you fucking with me right now? Smirking, he shakes his head. You promised not to tell anyone? He raises his pinky between us, and I sink my teeth into my bottom lip to suppress a smile as my pinky hooks around his. The touch of our skin sends shocks of electricity up my arm, down my chest, stopping between my legs, and I try to steady my breaths as I keep our pinkies hooked and shift forward, making sure to fix my towel with my free hand to cover myself. Malachi is a lot larger than me, in both muscle and height, so he always dominates me when we cuddle in bed. He's the perfect big spoon. But this is different. This isn't lying in his arms and fighting my demons, or us watching a movie while his knee randomly bumps into mine, or him carrying me on his back while we jump around the water in the pool, or at the beach on vacation. This is more. I never knew I needed more from him. I lean up with one arm straight as he rests on his back, so my body is halfway hovering over him. Are you sure? It doesn't bother you that we're brother and sister? Stupid question, considering. He raises a brow in response.
Stop saying that.
My hair falls around my face, long enough for him to wrap a curl around his finger and tug a little, bringing me closer to him, making my bare legs press against his, sending tingling sensations up my spine and heating my cheeks. Remember, Mom told us not to kiss on the lips when we were younger? You said we were allowed to because we were siblings, but it got us into trouble. This will undoubtedly get us into even more trouble. He kissed me while sitting at the piano. A soft peck, and it was something we always did, especially at nighttime before we went to sleep. I always thought it was normal, until one day when we were playing a board game with Mom and Dad, and I pressed my mouth to his while cheering that we won, and our parents lost their shit. Still, Malachi doesn't give me any sort of reply. He just plays with my hair, bringing it to his nose to inhale the strawberry scent like he always does. He has a fascination with my hair. He always needs to touch it, smell it, play with it. I know those little interactions are wrong, but it doesn't stop me enjoying them. He pulls a little harder on my hair, making me lower my body to his, both of us breathing the same air as my nerves kick in. I lick my lips to make sure they aren't dry. Malachi, I whisper, my body starting to shake. Are you sure? He lifts his hand to the front of his mouth, clamping his fingers together. Sign language for shut up. Glancing at my door again, making sure the shadow of our mother isn't lurking and watching us, I shift my hips closer to him, lowering my face and trying not to overthink this. Malachi's finger stops twirling my hair, and he's holding his breath. The moment dragging on, my mind is screaming at me to stop and go at the same time. I lower more, our noses bumping, then tilt my head slightly and press my mouth to his. The second our lips touch, the world stops turning, my heart stops beating, and the thoughts telling me I'm twisted, 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 skid to a halt. I softly claim his mouth, showing him how to give chaste kisses that aren't like the ones we used to do when we were kids. He copies me. When I kiss his bottom lip, he kisses my top lip gently. I suck on the plump flesh of his bottom lip, tasting the faint hint of his chewing gum and cigarettes, scraping my teeth on it as I pull back to look at him. His pupils have taken over any trace of blue. Will I keep going?
You aren't allowed to stop yet.
He signs, his sleepy hooded gaze flickering to my mouth.
Keep going, little sister.
Our faces are millimeters apart once more, our noses touching as we fight for air, and I wrap my fingers around his wrist. Put your hand here, I say, placing it on my cheek. Or you can put your hands on their hips or in their hair. People like touch, especially while being kissed. He pulls his hand away and I halt, thinking I've done something wrong. But then he moves both to communicate with me.
What do you like?
My lips move, but no sound comes out. I'm still on cloud nine from this moment. The depravity going through my mind right now. I like things that are frowned upon. I have fantasies I return to again and again. And my pursuer always has the same face. I'm staring right at him. But then I snap out of it and take his hand again, his eyes following my movements as I place it on my neck, putting pressure over his fingers so they clamp around my slender throat, enough to make me need to crush my thighs together with how large his hand is, and the way his pupils expand, the sight of him tightening his jaw and narrowing his hold. I like to be choked, I admit, feeling miles more comfortable with him than anyone else. I like rough kisses that hurt. I let out a shriek as he pushes me onto my back and slams his mouth on mine, his grip on my throat hard enough to stop me breathing and make me see stars behind my eyelids. My lips part, and he doesn't need any lessons on how to shove his tongue into my mouth or the way he sucks on mine as he devours me. He kisses me like I'm his, like I've belonged to him since I was 7 and he was 8. I hum into his mouth, tasting that mint and smoke and him. His teeth nip at my lips, stinging, and his grasp gets firmer. Needing more, I wrap my legs around his hips. My towel creates an annoying barrier between us, but I can still feel the hard length of him pressing against my inner thigh. He nips my lips more, sucks on my tongue, and uses his free hand to pin my hands above my head, pressing them into the pillow. He captures both in one grip, the other robbing me of air and making the dizziness start to take over. The number of times I've imagined Malachi doing this when I've been with someone else is embarrassing. Kissing someone but tricking my mind into believing it was my brother. Every touch and lick and suck and the way my orgasm rushed through me. It was all for him. I have an illness, and usually someone would try to treat it or find ways to help. But the only thing I want is for Malachi to pull his briefs off so I can feel him inside me. Which is insane, considering this is just practice for him. As soon as the underside of his cock grazes over my aching pussy, I whimper and fist my hands, sinking my teeth into his lip hard and making him bleed, the copper taste filling my mouth. I moan again, and Malachi pulls back, staring down at me while he keeps sliding his cock against my core. A thin line of blood drips down his chin, and he looks like a psychopath, his eyes burning as he thrusts harder, rubbing against me. He has to let go of my throat and cover my mouth with his palm to stop me alerting our mom that her son is currently driving her daughter into an orgasm just by dry-humping her through a damn towel. My eyes roll as he keeps going, and I moan into his hand, meeting each rock of his hips and tensing all over as my high builds, my spine twists, and the coiling sensation burns deep within. I nearly scream as he sinks his teeth into my neck, my ceiling blurring in and out of focus with a mixture of pain, pleasure, and almost passing out from his tight grip. Before I can reach my orgasm, he flips us again, the towel gliding from my body completely. Naked and extremely soaked in his lap as I straddle him, I grab fistfuls of his black hair and crush my lips back down on his while his hands explore my body, touching, grasping, caressing my hips as I rock them forward absently. For being inexperienced, he sure knows how to make me feel like I'm falling from a damn cliff just by kissing me. Feeling his hardness through his boxers, searching for the friction that had me oh so close to erupting seconds ago. His gusts of breath would be audible if he'd never chosen to keep his voice to himself. Each rock of my hip, I feel the silent groans, the gripping hands, the thickening cock. He's so reactive to me. Everything I do to him, he reciprocates. Following my lead as I gasp into his mouth and tug at his wavy strands. He fists my hair at the back of my head, using it to drag me down against him, his fingers slipping to my nape, holding me there. I should stop. I'm his sister. We are siblings. Whether by blood or not, we are the Vise children, and we shouldn't be dry-humping while our tongues tangle. Tasting and devouring like we're each other's favorite meal. But against all the alarm bells ringing in my head, I need more. I want more. His mouth connects with my throat, replacing his hand, and I groan. "I can show you how to do this," I say, grabbing his hand and pulling it down between us. Spreading his fingers, then pressing two of them to my clit and circling. He pauses, kissing my neck, breaks his mouth from my raw skin, and looks down, watching the way he rubs my sensitive spot. "Have you done this before?" I ask, because he's picking up the technique really fast. But he shakes his head, watching his fingers. "Girls love this," I breathe. "Do it while you kiss them. If you do it right, you can make a girl come on your fingers." A whimper pours from my mouth. "Fuck yes, just like that, Malachi." He nods once, twice, wetting his lips as he watches his fingers. Malachi grabs my throat with his other hand and hauls me forward, robbing me of air while his tongue sweeps over mine. His touch isn't gentle, not even slightly. He applies more pressure, circling faster, and I tremble above him while crying into his mouth. "Faster," I moan. "You're doing so good." Drool drops from our mouths, landing right where his fingers are driving me insane, making me drenched and circling faster. "Malachi," I gasp against his lips. "You're making me so wet." I grind against his fingers as they slide down and over my entrance, soaked and needy and desperate for touch. Malachi lets out a harsh breath, which I can only assume would be a deep moan if he used his voice, as I sink against him, making his fingers edge inside. His cock is still concealed within his boxers, but completely tented, rock solid as he pushes another finger inside and thrusts the head of his dick up the crack of my ass. I want to touch him, but he doesn't need a lesson on how to be touched. He wants me to teach him how to do things to someone else. The strangled moan I let out is cracked, and as another threatens to spill out, Malachi grips my throat so hard, no sound comes out. Mom's music is at its loudest, and I'm sucking on my brother's tongue while he fucks me with his fingers, his cock rubbing against my ass. He pulls back, his hands occupied, and he looks like he wants to say something to me. But when he releases my throat, he struggles to sign with one hand. So he grits his teeth and jerks my mouth back to his by grabbing the back of my head. The force of it has my palm slapping the partition wall above his head, making the surface shake and one of my picture frames fall to the ground. Fuck, I pant. Keep going. I freeze as a knock sounds on the door a minute later. Sweetheart, are you okay in there? I try to get off Malachi, but he holds me in place by the hair, pushing me back enough that he can capture one of my nipples in his mouth while sinking his fingers into the knuckles and curling them just as he sucks, hard. All I can do is bite my lip, splitting the skin to stop myself from crying out. She knocks again and jiggles the handle, my heart stuttering in my chest as he moves to my other nipple, sinking his teeth in enough to make it sting. Yet the pain makes me wetter, the taste of my own blood in my mouth mixing with his fingers fucking me, his cock rubbing against my ass. I explode. I come all over his fingers as the coiling at the base of my spine blows, black spots behind my eyes as my pussy grips his fingers over and over. My nipples hard in his wet mouth, tight and painful as I ride my orgasm to its pinnacle. Malachi pops my nipple from his mouth and softly kisses me, leaving his fingers inside while I spasm around them, clutching at them with each pulse. His tongue slips into my mouth, and I kiss him back. It's slow, sensual, and I keep pausing to try to breathe. I push against his chest and lean back, putting a little distance between us as I pant, him watching me with a drunk gaze and puffy lips from kissing me. No, I think she snuck out with Parker. I'll be calling his parents to let them know we are setting them up for an arranged marriage, not to fuck around at all hours. Plus, she was with Adam last weekend, remember? I had to go get her the morning after pill. Silence. And then, is Malachi in his room?
I'll go check,
my dad says, and my eyes widen. I roll away from him and jump out of the bed, snatching my towel up. Go, I mouth, pointing to my window. Hurry before Dad gets to your room. Everything within me heats all over again as Malachi sucks his fingers into his mouth while rising from the bed and walking towards me.
Why did you need the morning after pill?
He signs. When I stay silent, he pushes me until my back hits the wall.
Fucking answer me!
My body rattles as I hug myself, covering my breasts. He hasn't spoken to me in weeks, so when would I have had the chance to tell him that our parents arranged for me to sleep with Adam, or that I had no choice but to go along with it? I didn't refuse. I didn't feel like I could. He didn't even want to do it. He doesn't like me that way. But when we said we'd pretend, his maid overheard and ratted us out. So we'd been forced to have an audience. He wasn't my first. Parker was. Dad's business partner's entitled pain in the ass son offered no argument when they told us to go to the room together. In fact, he asked for money first. And mom being mom, she paid him to take my virginity. Malachi has no idea about any of this. All he knows is that I'm going to be shoved into a marriage set up by our parents. I love my parents, but I also hate them. He steps back and snatches his shirt from the ground, pulling it on, then signs.
Will I go out there right now and ask them why you needed a plan B?
I take a deep breath. They wanted me to sleep with him to prove my loyalty.
What?
If I mention they did the same with Parker, he might go out there and lose his shit. Don't look at me like that. You know what they're like when it comes to me being partnered up with some wealthy asshole. I wasn't going to tell them no, Malachi. I hiss. I don't have that luxury. His jaw tenses sharp enough to cut through leather. His lip is swollen at the side from me biting it, and I can feel my own lump from his nipping mine. And I want to go back to 2 minutes ago because now he's mad. His eyes flick to the door, his knuckles cracking.
Was Adam your first? The one who made you realize you liked to be choked?
My mouth drops open. No, I reply.
No to which part, Olivia?
Malachi looks like he wants to murder me.
You fuck him again, or anyone else, and I'll kill them.
I'm supposed to marry one of them, I argue. He eats up the distance between us, and I flinch, readying for him to hit me for the first time ever. But he just tucks the stray strands of my hair behind my ears and presses a firm kiss to my lips before grabbing the rest of his clothes and disappearing out the window. I take a second to breathe, my nerve endings still on fire, barely able to walk straight as I kick his motorbike gloves under my bed and hold the towel around me. Unlocking the door, I open it enough to pop my head out, making sure to make myself known so she doesn't actually call anyone's parents. What's wrong? I ask, rubbing my eyes. Mom turns and presses her hand to her chest, paint splashed over her face from decorating. Oh, I thought something was wrong. I heard a bang. I rub my eyes some more. I just woke up. She smiles, and I feel bad for lying to her, for coming all over her son's fingers 2 minutes ago. Go back to bed, sweetie. I'll make some breakfast in the morning before you have practice. I nod. Night, Mom. Night. 7. Olivia. Breakfast is quiet. Dad is trying to talk to us about his working week and telling Malachi he needs to sort his shit out so he can take over his law firm. My brother ignores him and watches me while I eat. Parker and Adam are brought up twice because I've yet to choose, and both times, Malachi fists his hands and glares at his cereal. I can still feel his fingers inside me. I keep staring at his hands, the veins, the muscles of his arms as he stretches them above him and cracks his neck. Mom goes to work on the room beside mine again, and Dad goes to his office, leaving me and Malachi alone at the breakfast table. He taps his bowl with his spoon, filling the silence before I clear my throat. Don't get mad at what I'm about to say. My brother looks up at me and drops the spoon in his bowl, folding his arms in front of himself and arching his brow slightly. I'm staying at Parker's place tonight.
Why?
Mom arranged it. I rub my hand down my face in exasperation. There's no reason for you to be looking at me like I shit in your cereal either. I was only teaching you last night so you'd know what to do and feel comfortable doing it when you go on your dates. That's where the lessons end because you're obviously a natural.
They end when I say they end.
He signs. I roll my eyes. You're unbelievable.
Come to my room.
No, I scoff. Why would I do that?
Because I want you to show me.
He stops and smirks.
I want you to teach me what it's like to have lips like yours around my cock.
I stutter, nearly choking on my cereal, stuck and dry in my throat. Jesus, Malachi. What did he do this time? Mom asks, and my spine stiffens. Are you annoying your sister again? Shouldn't you be fixing the bike you crashed last night and didn't tell anyone about? My eyes flicker to him, and he ignores Mom.
I meant what I said.
He signs, kicking his chair back and standing, before tossing the bowl into the sink and walking off. We have staff in the manor, but they keep themselves busy. The cleaner, I refuse to call her a maid, hates when we leave stuff in the sink. Mom puts her hands to her hips. What was that about? I shrug, shoving a spoonful of cereal into my mouth. Is the room nearly ready? She goes into a spiel about decor and the way she wants the furniture to be arranged, and starts showing me pictures on her phone. When she gives up and goes back to painting, I check my own phone. Malachi.
Waiting.
Me. Bite me. Malachi.
I already did. Move it, or I'll come down there and drag you up here.
I glare at my phone, fed up with this hot and cold. He just spent weeks blanking me, so he can have the same damn treatment. I call Abby and ask her to go to the mall. Then I run to my room, get dressed, and head down to the garage. But before I can climb into my car, Malachi grabs my plate and slams me against it. I don't have a second to think before he kisses me. There's no romance, no cuteness, just him ravaging me like he's a starved man, while pulling my hair nearly from the roots. He slips his tongue past my lips and moves it against mine, grabbing the back of my knees and lifting me into his arms, slamming me against my car again. He grinds against my core, already hard, his fingers digging into my ass. Malachi, I breathe as he tugs my hair again. Cameras. If Dad were to look at the security system, he'd see his kids kissing, devouring each other like starved animals. He breaks away from my mouth and pulls my hair to the side, tilting my head and sucking on my pulse beneath my ear so harshly, I know he'll leave a mark. I kick my legs out, shoving against his chest, and after a long minute of fighting him, he moves his mouth down my chest, snatching my shirt down to take my nipple into his mouth. My eyes roll, and I stop fighting, my pussy aching for his touch again, as I relax in his arms, moving my hips to rock against his cock. I like that he didn't stop when I pushed at him. He only sucked my skin harder and gripped me more painfully, and it excited me. Sick, sick, sick. My phone rings and he pulls back, breathless. You don't need any more lessons on kissing, I say, panting, feeling him pressed into me. Or how to suck on a nipple. Put me down. Begrudgingly, he does, and I wipe the back of my hand across my mouth while steadying myself.
Teach me more.
I roll my eyes and open my car door. Fine, but stop being a dickhead to me. I sneak out my window, 2 hours before Parker's due to pick me up, wearing a little dress that doesn't need a bra underneath. It's raining, so the ledge to his balcony is slippery. I reach the balcony without falling to my death, and find him watching me, leaning against it with a cigarette. He smirks when I try to climb over and slip, reaching his hand for me to grab. I throw my leg over and he catches me, pinning me to the stone balcony by his hips. I glance around, but the place is in darkness. I don't have long, I say. What do you want me to teach you? He shrugs.
Whatever it is you like.
He blows smoke above my head and flicks the rest of his cigarette off the balcony. I laugh. If you want to learn what I like, then being in a bedroom isn't that. You want to chase me around a cemetery, the woods, make me terrified while you fuck me? His pupils expand.
If that's what you want.
But not everyone likes that, I say, curling my fingers into the waistband of his shorts. Some people like to be serenaded, pleasured with love and words full of meaning. I reach into his shorts, under his briefs, and his jaw tightens as I wrap my fingers around his cock. Some people like to take things nice and slow, Malachi, because it builds trust. I stroke him, and he grows in my palm. Do you want me to teach you slow? He shakes his head, thrusting into my hand, his chest heaving. Do you want me to show you what I look like on my knees? He nods, and I hum, twisting my wrist as I reach his engorged head, faltering when I feel the faint piercing there. More than one, actually. Did they hurt? I ask him, tracing my fingertip up the metal bars on the underside of his cock, like a ladder to the tip.
No. Knees. Now.
I smile as I let out a puffed laugh. Make me. He grits his teeth, eyes searching my face as I graze my fingers over the head of his cock again, then snatches my throat, slams his mouth on mine for a brief kiss, and shoves me down to my knees. The balcony is wet, the rain pattering down, soaking my hair and my dress, but I don't care. The forcefulness makes my pussy throb with need as I settle my ass on my ankles, looking up at him. His soaked hair drips down onto my face before he runs his fingers through it, making it stick up in all directions while he tips my chin with one hand and pulls his cock out with the other. I want to taste you, I say, my tone breathy and erotic. I want to go to Parker's house, and when I kiss him, I want him to taste you on my tongue. Angering him is stupid, but I love seeing the darkness taking over his eyes, the roughness of his grabbing my hair and making me open my mouth. I stick my tongue out, licking the tip of his dick and making it jerk in front of me. His pre-cum is leaking from him, and I lean up on my knees enough to wrap my lips around the head, tasting him, feeling the metal rub against my bottom lip, letting out a moan as his fingers tighten in my hair as I suck lightly. I pop it back out of my mouth, running my hands up his thighs. Does it feel good? With one hand, he strains as he signs.
Yes.
You're so big, I don't think I'll get it all in my mouth. I drag my tongue from base to tip, feeling the ridges of his piercing, and wondering how they'll feel if he ever fucks me. He lets go of my hair.
I'll make it fit, even if it hurts.
It's the only warning I get before he snatches my hair and forces his cock into my mouth, nearly knocking me over. The bluntness against the back of my throat has me nearly choking, gagging. But I adjust my throat and swallow around him as he starts thrusting into my mouth like a madman. It does hurt, but the heat starts coiling at my core from how rough he's being, robbing me of air, my scalp burning from the grip in my hair, my eyes watering. He throws his head back as he fucks my mouth, growing thicker and nearly crushing my throat, thrusting, pushing further down my throat, pulsing as even more pre-cum leaks out. I dig my nails into the back of his thighs, pulling him closer to me, even though I need space to breathe. He pants inaudibly, dropping his head down to watch me, releasing one hand from my hair and pinching my nose. My eyes widen, my clit throbbing as my lungs start to seize. I can't breathe. I can't do anything but let him fuck my mouth.
Malachi!
Dad yells, and he stills, keeping his cock deep in my throat as I gag. He leans over the balcony, but I can't see.
Take whoever that is into your goddamn bedroom, Jesus Christ!
Malachi looks down at me, grinning as he pulls out a little for me to gasp in air, then fucks into my mouth again. He signs.
I wonder what he'd think if he knew his precious daughter was the one sucking his son's cock like the filthy little fucking whore she is.
One more thrust, and his cock swells as his eyes roll to the back of his head. Dad still shouting down in the yard, but he keeps going until he stills, the warm liquid hitting the back of my throat as his dick twitches in my mouth. He pulls out completely and snatches my jaw, keeping my mouth open. With my tongue out, he stares at his cum pooling in my mouth, capturing some of it spilling from the corner with his thumb and wiping it across my lips. My eyes widen as he slides two fingers into my mouth, forcing them to the back of my throat and making me gag and swallow every drop. I fall forward, gasping in the rain, filling my lungs as he steps away. I look up to see him tucking his dick away.
Go kiss your future husband, little sister. And when you do, you better think about me and all the ways I'll fuck you in his blood.
Parker sits beside me, his friends all laughing and drinking around us on the sofas. We're in one of their basements, and what should have been a date has turned into him guilt-tripping me into being here, since I was making him miss out on a good night. I did try to go home, but he insisted I go with him, mentioned his old man would be mad at him if he fucked me off for a party. He's taken four lines so far, and his friends are all idiots. His arm is behind me, his fingers grazing my shoulder, and I'm very aware of his intentions. He's a fuckboy, known for being the type of guy to sleep around and get praised for it. His shaggy blonde hair falls over his eyes, so he keeps needing to bat it away to see. And he smells like vinegar. I don't think he's even showered after working out. With that cocky attitude, you'd think he'd at least be good in bed. But I was bored to death, trying not to fall asleep while I stared at the ceiling the entire time. This is the guy Mom paid to fuck me. My father's business partner's idiotic son. My potential future husband. Yak. I have no interest in him. I'd rather kiss a poisonous frog. Or maybe Malachi's spider Spiky. No. Honestly, I want to yell at my parents for forcing me into these arrangements. Not only is he 5 years older than me, but he also keeps calling me kid, even when he was inside me. He's kissed me twice, and I felt like I was making out with a lampshade. No sparks whatsoever. But then again, I have been kissing Malachi. Parker's voice slithers near my ear.
You want to go to one of the rooms?
I should say no, but he might tell my parents I'm not being cooperative, so I unenthusiastically nod. One of his friends stands.
Parks!
He cheers.
Think your girl will suck me off?
He laughs.
Probably. She's easy enough.
My face falls, and I pull away from him. What the fuck? Faking a pout, he nips my chin.
Don't act all innocent. I bet if I told you to, you'd suck every single one of us off.
I scoff and cross my arms, trying to feign confidence even though my bones are shaking with fear. I don't think so. Then I turn and head for the basement door. I'm going home. A hand knotted in my hair stops me.
I have 3 more hours with you, so do as you're fucking told.
Parker spins me round and slaps me across the face with the back of his hand, sending a searing burn across my cheek. My hair falls over my face, and I look up at him. He just hit me. I gulp down my anxiety, not daring to throw anything back at him. I'm not stupid. He's way taller, and the rest, all 10 of them, start to laugh at me, all drugged and drunk, and watching me like I'm some whore they paid to fuck.
Unless you want the world to know your mom sold your virginity to me for 5 grand, I'd open those pretty little lips of yours and stick out your tongue.
Parker whispers against my ear.
Sit your pretty ass down while I grab us drinks.
My eyes water, and when Parker and his friends all go grab more drinks, I climb back onto the sofa and slide my phone out, opening Malachi's contact details and sending him my location. Screw the consequences. The location is received, and I don't have time to send anything else, not even a warning that there are loads of them here, before Parker sits back down beside me.
Are you out of your little mood?
I accept the beer, but I don't drink it. You just offered me up to all your friends.
Yeah, I did. Is that a problem?
I grit my teeth and stare forward, flinching as he brushes hair from my shoulder.
I asked you a question, Olive.
My name is Olivia.
It doesn't really matter what your name is, though, does it?
My chest heaves as I watch the clock. Malachi knows I'm out with Parker. He made sure his cum was coating my mouth and throat before I left, kissing me harder than ever before to prove a point. When I got to Parker's, he forced his mouth on mine, and the only positive was that he would have had my brother's taste on his tongue. Asshole. There's a disturbance outside the basement door, and Parker sits up straight to see, but someone comes smashing through it, knocking the door off its hinges, and everyone jumps to their feet as 5 masked men walk in swinging bats. I feel myself smile as the one in the middle, his face covered with a balaclava, twirls the silver bat between his fingers. Malachi's eyes find me, and he tilts his head toward the broken doorway, telling me silently to get out. I run without giving it a second thought, shrugging off Parker's hand when he reaches for me. I stop beside Malachi, whose gaze is now fixed on Parker. Thank you, I say. He was going to make me blow him and his friends. Parker lifts his hands as Malachi raises the bat and storms toward him.
Hey, man. She's a goddamn liar.
He's silenced by the bat smashing into the side of his face, knocking him sideways. I run out of there just as I see my brother grab Parker by the hair and punch him hard in the nose, breaking it instantly. Olivia? Malachi? Mom's panicked voice reaches my ears as the front door opens, gentle bloody hands on my shoulders, as my brother walks me in. Jameson! Jameson! Malachi is covered in blood! Heavy footsteps. Then I hear my dad.
What the hell happened?
The next time you pair me up with someone, make sure he isn't a piece of shit. I snap at her. Parker and his friends were going to attack me. He said that if I didn't agree to it, he'd tell the world you paid him to take my virginity. Mom presses her hand to her chest. Did he hurt you? My chin trembles as tears slip down my cheeks, and I shake my head. I sent Malachi my location, and he got to me before they could do anything. Him and his 10 friends were going to... I stop, my stomach twisting. Don't ever pair me up with someone like him again.
10 of them?
Dad shouts.
That piece of shit!
But then Malachi's burning, fuming gaze lifts to Mom, as if it just hit him what I said.
You paid someone to fuck my sister?
It takes her a second to realize he just communicated with her. Don't speak like that, she scolds. And I did it to help you, Olivia. I never intended for him to attack you. Dad steps up beside her, glaring.
Wait, did I hear that right? You paid Parker fucking Melrose to sleep with my daughter?
He said no to the arrangement. I had to make him say yes. She was a virgin, and he didn't want someone innocent. Dad's jaw ticks, his nostrils flaring the same way my brother's do when he's mad.
I'll speak to you later about this.
He gives me a warm smile.
I'm going to fix this, Angel. No one tries to hurt my child and gets away with it.
He walks away, shouting over his shoulder.
Malachi, grab your baseball bat and meet me in the garage.
Oh, he already got them. Dad stops, turning.
What?
They're all dealt with.
I got them, Dad.
Malachi signs, and my eyes widen. He never talks to him, ever. Never mind calling him Dad. It hits my father, and I can tell he wants to hug my brother, but he won't.
Good one, son. If any cops show up, I'll deal with them.
He gestures to the stairs.
Go shower. You're covered in blood, and it's staining your mother's carpets.
A short while later, I stand in the shower and let the water roll down my body, listening to In Flames by Digital Daggers down low from my little speaker. Malachi is sitting against my sink, silently watching me. His knuckles are all split open and bleeding, and he keeps fisting his hands and rubbing his face as he shakes his head. He broke Parker's legs with his bat and shoved the handle of the bat down one of the other's throats, dislocating their jaw and making them vomit blood. His friends got the rest. I don't think any of them will bother me again. Parker's definitely not going to be reaching out anytime soon. Even Dad had a go at Mom for the secret money slip, until she cried and apologized. The agreement with Parker's family is over. I'll probably be forced to marry Adam. Stupid. At least I know Adam wouldn't ever hurt me. He's too delicate and soft. Even when I had to sleep with him, he was shaking so badly and apologizing over and over because he couldn't get hard. I don't want to get married. Ever. My brother slides open the shower door and climbs in. My eyes follow him as he soaks his hair under the water,